Have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, Owens Corning, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. And right about now, we bet you've got a list of fall fix-up projects. Leslie, did you clean your gutters yet?
You know, I have the gutter guards on them now, so it's like I've minimized my gutter cleaning. They really do work. It's kind of exciting.
I took the opposite approach. I have oversized gutters, so they're so big they don't clog. So we're good. But if you're not, need some tips and advice on how to get that project done and any others, reach out to us because we're here to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk insulation. You know, insulating your home is one of the best ways to save on heating and cooling bills. But when it comes to older homes, that job can get a lot more complicated. I'm going to share tips on how I approach insulating my very old house, including what products I use and why I use them.
And also ahead, fall may mark the end of the outdoor gardening season, but it could also mark the start of an indoor container garden. We're going to share some tips on how to create an indoor garden that can keep you in the green all winter long.
And it's fireplace season, and if you've got one, getting your chimney clean is a job that is both necessary and one that comes too frequently, with a chimney contractor offering fraudulent advice in the hopes of getting even more money out of your wallet. So we're going to sort out the facts from all that smoke.
And if you're interested in transforming your kitchen with a granite countertop, we're giving away a kit that can help you do that in just a weekend. It's new from Deich Coatings, and it's called the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
That's worth $299 and going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. Call us right now with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or click the blue microphone button on moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we're heading out to Honolulu. We're going to talk to Dave, whose daughter is a fan, which I love. What's going on?
Yep, my 9-year-old daughter listens to the podcast with me and you, and it's the only podcast that she doesn't complain that Daddy listens to. And she appreciates all the tips you have, and she even reminds Dad what you guys said.
Oh, man, that's high praise right there. Awesome. Hey, so what's going on in the little hamlet of Honolulu that we can help you with?
Well, every once in a while we get some pretty hot weather, of course there's no use for any heating in Honolulu, just some cooling.
Right.
And most of the people around Honolulu and the Hawaiian Islands have been utilizing the split system units.
Right, split ductless.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with them, and what I'm trying to figure out, though, is, you know, how can I determine what the, you know, the cost of a day or the electrical use for a central system versus a split system is? Because
right.
The dilemma that I have is eventually I'm going to get photovoltaic, so the split system or the central or split might not matter because I'm going to be producing my own electricity. But
okay.
Until I get it, there's going to be a cost involved for either or. And as much as we like the aesthetics of the central system, many of the contractors are indicating that the split system is going to be a lot more efficient. But my question is, you know, how much more efficient? Because if I install a split system, I'm going to have 5 heads, which
right.
means 5 heads that I'm maintaining every year.
Right.
And if I don't do that with a central, I only have 1 head. So it's about a savings of $750 a year in just maintenance. So I was just trying to figure out if it's basically worth it or not, you know, electricity-wise.
There is a type of system that's called Space Pack. And Space Pack is a very small duct, but high velocity. So with the Space Pack systems, you don't need the full-size ducts. You use very small ducts that are kind of the size of a dryer exhaust duct, but different. And the air that blows through them is sort of pressurized. And they're also, like, hard to spot when they're in a house because they just have a really tiny, almost like a plastic donut where it comes out into the house. And those are a lot easier to install in homes that are already built because you don't have to cut open as many walls and such to get them. But I think starting with a heat loss analysis is going to tell you exactly how many BTUs of coolness you need to deliver, and then you can compare the systems. Did they talk about with the, you said you need five air handlers, did they talk about how many compressors that would be matched against? Because you can have one larger compressor handle multiple distribution units.
Yeah, so it would be two multi-zone compressors, 36,000 BTU units.
Well, I mean, the other thing is you get pretty good control of the air conditioning in the house by having multiple units like that because, you know, if you have one room that you want a little bit of air conditioning and one room that you need a lot of air conditioning in, you can also adjust the airspeed more custom in a more customized way. So that's kind of the high and the low of it. The heat loss analysis is really going to tell you what you need to start with, and then you can figure out the cost benefit from there.
Okay. That sounds like a great plan. I appreciate that. I knew you guys would have the answer.
All right. You got it, man. Thanks so much for listening to the Money Pit, and thanks to your daughter for being maybe our youngest fan.
I'm going to pick her up today from school, and she's going to be tickled pink.
What's her name?
Keely.
Keely? All right. Tell Keely that Leslie and Tom said hey, and we appreciate her being our youngest fan.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you so much,
Leslie. All right. Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
Sarah in Iowa needs some help with a carpeting project. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a house built in 1975, and when it was built, they installed this carpet in the breakfast, kitchen, and unfortunately bathroom areas, and it's glued down. It's really low pile, almost like linoleum.
Is it on a wood floor or is it concrete?
It's just on the wood subfloor. And I did try to scrape it out of the little bathroom area that we had, and it took hours and hours of hand scraping, and I probably did some damage to the subfloor in doing it.
Well, the subfloor is not a finished floor, right? It's a 1974 house, probably plywood. Is that correct?
Yes, it's plywood.
So can you pull up the carpet part itself, obviously leaving the glue behind, but will the carpet part peel off?
If I pull up the carpet part itself, what gets left behind is this black spongy gunk that I can kind of scrape off, and then the bottom part of the black is glued onto the floor.
What I want you to do is to pull the carpet up, and then I want you to put a new piece of subfloor down on top of that using quarter-inch Luan plywood. It's very inexpensive, and it's the easiest way to get back to a surface that you can work with. I would not try to remove the glue from the subfloor. It's just not worth it. It's a rather impossible job. So I would just, you know, opt for a smooth surface by adding another layer of subfloor on top of that, and then whatever you want to put on top of that, you can, whether it's more carpet or whether it's laminate or tile or whatever. But just pull up the carpet, because you don't want to sandwich carpet in between this. Pull the carpet up, then you'll just be sandwiching the old glue, and that'll be fine, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, improving your home's insulation is the best way to cut heating bills this winter. But when you've got an older home, that job can be a bit trickier. I want to share how I took on this project for my old home, as well as tell you about a new product I use from Owens Corning that made the job a lot easier when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock solid surface granite countertop kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, if you'd love to have granite countertops but just haven't been able to handle the expense, we've got a great prize to give away. It is a brand new product from Deich Coatings, and it's going to give you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of real granite. Now, here's the deal. It's called the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. And one kit covers 40 square feet of countertop, making it perfect for updating your kitchen or your bath. Now, the Luxrock spreads very easily over your old countertop and totally transforms them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's going to come in 5 different colors, and that whole transformation takes only 2 days, and it's totally a DIY project. Now, that kit is on sale now for $249 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com, but we've got one to give away today.
That Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you and call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT to post your question or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, get this. Heading to Tyler, Texas to talk to Tyler, who happens to be doing a project in his bathroom right now. Let's see if we can interrupt him.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm under a sink while you guys are calling me. That's awesome.
Oh, that's perfect.
Awesome.
So, yeah, my question was, in what scenario does a homeowner need to worry about pulling permits when doing work on their house? Or if they hire somebody, what do they need to check to make sure that their person they're hiring is pulling permits for?
That's a great question. So, generally speaking, if you're doing a repair, then you don't need a permit. But if you're doing a replacement, then you do need a permit. So, in terms of a contractor, if a contractor is working on your house, I think the same rules apply. If it's a repair, like if a plumber comes in to fix a leak in the pipe, that's a repair. If you're making an improvement, like let's say you're replacing your water heater, that's an improvement and that needs a permit. So it really comes down to something as simple as that. But, you know, what you might do is give a call to the local building department office. And I like to do this without giving them my address so I can at least can figure out what the answer is going to be before before I move on.
Yeah.
Well, they're just as sneaky. They want to know where you are so they can watch your house. I learned that trick years ago when I was trying to replace a shed, and I thought, well, it's just a shed. And, you know, somebody just drove by the house and said, oh, that's like you have to have a permit for that. So I applied for it, and it took like months. It's a shed, for Christ's sakes. It's a shed. I mean, it shouldn't take that long. But it did, so I'm just a little more careful about what I say when I talk to some of those guys. But listen, I'm not to say that having a building permit is a bad thing. When you have an inspector from the town look at these things, they're really good at making sure that it was done right. You know, we had a heating system done about a year ago, and one of the pipes that was put in was wrong, and I didn't know that, but this guy knew the specs, and he called it out, and my contractor had to fix it. So, you know, I think there's a benefit for that.
Makes sense. Well, yeah, thank y'all for the phone call. I appreciate it.
I have to point out that your name is Tyler, and you live in Tyler, Texas.
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
It wasn't by design. It just happened.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I appreciate y'all's program. It's always informative and very entertaining. So thank y'all for the phone call on top of it.
Take care, Tyler.
Well, properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, it also makes sure that your home is draft-free and comfortable. But when it comes to older houses, that job can get a bit more complicated. Now, older homes are hard to work around. They're usually started with little to no insulation, and any that's been added over the years has probably just been shoved between old wood framing, the wiring, the plumbing pipes, and, you know, by now has settled greatly.
That is so true. Now, I'm finishing up tackling this project at my house, which is really old, like over 130 years old. So I was looking for a product that was easy to handle and easy to shape so I could fit it into all of those nooks and crannies. Plus, I wanted a product that was fire resistant because you can never be too careful, especially with old homes, as well as one that had sound resistance. And I went with a new product from Owens Corning called Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus. And I tell you, it made the job a lot easier and the house a lot more comfortable. So first, Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus is designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant and it controls noise. But it was really easy to install and I love that. First, I just measured what I needed. I learned to use a serrated insulation knife, which is one tool, Leslie, I had not had. I know you find that hard to believe, but I actually invested in a new tool. It was all of like $10, by the way, but so worth it because it allowed me to custom fit between my very sort of non-standard size floor joists in around electrical boxes, around plumbing, around pipes, around wiring. I got it all trimmed up and nice. And then all I had to do was squeeze the piece I was working on, insert it into the wall, and then release it. And it naturally expanded and fit the space. It was nice and snug on its own. I didn't need to do any kind of like mechanical attachment or staples or anything. And even though I use the Thermafiber and SoundGuard Plus on an older home, I think this is a great product for really any home or commercial building because it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product.
Now, you can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Nancy in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about asbestos. How can we help you today?
I live in a home that was built in the mid-1950s. And on the ceiling, there are one-by-one square ceiling tiles. And I would like to take those off and just have a smooth ceiling put up. But I see on all these home improvement shows where they get into pulling things out of older houses and some of the things have asbestos in them. And I'm wondering how you tell that.
Asbestos can't be visually identified. It has to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
And what you could potentially do is take a sample of one of those ceiling tiles and send it to an asbestos testing lab and have it identified.
How do you find an asbestos testing lab.
You can buy kits at any sort of major home center. I know Home Depot carries one. I think the one of the main brands that you can find in stores is ProLab. And then you send a piece of whatever you're concerned about to this company, and they run a test and get it back to you with whatever their findings are. Now, the issue with asbestos is that it's so lightweight that if it becomes, you know, particulate, if it breaks up and gets into the air, I mean, it takes almost a full day for it ever to reach to the ground. So that's why there is such a concern when there is asbestos present. But most likely your ceiling tiles are hopefully fine.
Yeah, they're probably just a fiber tile, which we saw, you know, millions of these used in the 50s. But if you're concerned, that would be the way to do it, to send a sample to an asbestos testing lab. You can use one that's available in retail, or if you just Google asbestos testing lab, you'll find these all over the country. Find a good one, you know, slip a piece in a plastic bag, send it off, and they'll read it for you.
Okay, great. I didn't know they existed.
All right, Nancy, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Chuck in Delaware on the line, whose kids dropped something in the bathtub, which caused a huge crack, now a leak. What is going on?
Oh, they dropped a shave cream can into the bottom of the tub. It put a semicircle crack in it, and I'm wondering if there's anything that I can use to stop this from, you know, when they step on it, it leaks.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can repair it. It's not going to be pretty, but you can repair it. As you said, it's a fiberglass tub?
Yes.
So you could pick up a fiberglass repair kit. They're available from a number of different manufacturers, two that you would know would be Bondo, which makes a lot of fiberglass products. They're big in industry. They're big in auto body. And then, of course, there's Elmer's. They have a tub and shower repair kit as well. But I would probably get the Bondo kit, and you could put a fiberglass patch on there, but the color on it is, it's always going to show. I mean, you're going to see it. But you can repair it structurally so it won't leak, because they need to be able to step on it without it bending and cracking. And if you repair it with Bondo, you're going to basically apply the resin. You're going to press fiberglass into it and then apply additional resin to make it strong.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us, Chuck, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us today. Well, fall may mark the end of the outdoor gardening season, but could also mark the start of an indoor gardening season. All right, I'm talking about container gardening, but gardening nonetheless. We're going to share some tips on how to create an indoor garden that can keep you in the green all winter long, so stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. brought to you by RedingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall day. What projects are you working on? If you're taking on some projects to make your home warm and comfortable, we are here right with you. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey guys, happy fall, y'all. Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools to take on your fall fix-up projects and more? Well, you can when you enter the Money Pit's fantastic fall fix-up sweepstakes presented by Arrow.
Definitely. You know, one grand prize winner is going to receive $750 worth of Arrow tools, and that includes the TacMate heavy-duty staple gun, which is a super durable and powerful tool for the demanding DIYer, and the 5-in-1 manual staple gun, which drives 5 different types of fasteners.
There's also going to be 5 runner-up winners who are going to receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper prize pack worth $100, and that includes the Arrow T25X WireMate staple gun and Arrow T59 wiring tacker. Plus, all the winners are going to get plenty of staples and glue sticks to get those fall projects started and finished.
Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also get bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Pam in Florida has a porch question. How can we help you today?
We live on the water, and in Florida, there's a lot of wind on the water. We're close to the Gulf of Mexico, and we have a screen porch with aluminum railings, and the wind keeps blowing the screen sections out. We've tried all different types of screens, and double screening them and all different types of blinds. And I wondered if you had any better ideas for us.
Are we talking about on doors or windows?
We're talking about screen sections on a screen porch.
Screen porch. Okay. And so how big are these sections?
Probably 4 by 6.
Pretty big. Are you using vinyl screening or are you using metal screening?
Vinyl.
Yeah, I think that's the issue. The vinyl screening is pretty soft and pretty flexible, not very sturdy. I think you're going to need to use a heavier gauge screening in order to make this more permanent. And you're also going to need to consider not only the attachment points, I'm not quite sure how you're doing that, but it's got to be super secure. And you might want to add grills to divide that up into a bit smaller space. It could be a thin grill, but a grill would give it some additional strength. So I think you're going to need to use much heavier screening. And not vinyl screening, okay? Because I think putting on a double layer of the vinyl is going to really not, you know, get you where you need to be. It really should be heavy metal screening when it's a 4 by 6 foot area.
Right. Do you know if metal screening comes in a fine enough mesh to keep no-see-ums out?
Oh yeah, it comes in different mesh densities and different gauge metals. You just got to find a good source of supply down there for it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the help.
You're very welcome.
Well, fall marks the end of the outdoor gardening season, but it could also mark the start of an indoor container gardening season. Now, if you follow a few common sense steps and mix in some fun design, beautiful blooms and a bit of green and even a vegetable or two, it can keep you in the green all winter long.
Exactly. So here's where to begin your container gardening adventure. First, you need to choose the right space. Container gardens are great really for any space, but for the best results, you need to assess the spaces and the places where you want your container gardens to be. That means tracking typical pattern of sun and shade throughout the day, and then match that with your selection of plants. When you buy plants, they always tell you how much sun or shade it needs or can tolerate, so make sure you match that up before you decide that, I don't know, the living room window or the dining room or the kitchen is the right place for all those beautiful planters.
Now, you also want to look for some colorful, maybe even some stylish containers, because those containers that you choose are obviously going to become part of that decor in your room at home. So look for styles that complement, you know, something you've already gotten there. Maybe it's the color of a throw pillow or a blanket or something in a drape or something that works, you know, in coordination with the paint color on the walls. Lots of different ways to find something that really will work with the space. Now, you also want to plan your plantings. Container gardening really is a great way to experiment with garden design, and pretty much anything goes when it comes to mixing colors and textures. You just want to make sure that all of the plants you plan to place together have similar sun, shade, and watering needs.
Now, finally, you need to start with the best dirt. Your new plantings are going to need the right mix of soil inside their container in order to thrive. So go for a good quality potting mix that's going to help retain the moisture levels within the container garden. And you can even choose potting mixes that have fertilizer built in, and that's a great choice if you're looking to encourage those beautiful blooms and lush foliage. And from there, make sure you maintain your container garden by watering thoroughly and keep tabs on the container's moisture level. You want to give plants a generous drink before the soil has a chance to dry out.
James in Ohio is on the line with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, hi. I was calling in. I have a older home built in 1968, and I was wondering if it'd be easier to install an electric furnace instead of having the baseboard heat, or possibly getting one of the outdoor units that mount high on your wall.
Do you have natural gas or propane or oil in your area?
Maybe natural gas.
Yeah, that would be the way to go. I mean, if you're going through trouble of putting a furnace in, I would definitely not put in an electric furnace, because that is the most expensive way to provide heat to your house. I would suggest a high-efficiency natural gas furnace. I mean, the installation expense is going to be similar if you're putting a new furnace in, but the ongoing cost to run it will be a lot lower.
Will I incur more cost because for the ductwork? Because I have plaster walls instead of drywall.
Well, if you're going to put an electric furnace in, you're going to have to do the ductwork anyway. So the ductwork is there whether or not you use an electric furnace or a gas furnace. And it really depends on how creative your HVAC contractor is, but that's a fixed cost. If you're going to go through trouble of ducting out your house, which is going to add to its value, I definitely would recommend gas. And typically the gas companies don't charge to bring gas up to your house, so they'll bring the line up and put a meter in, because now you're going to be their customer forever, and they're very happy about that.
Okay, well, Thank you very much.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie, so download the app today. Up next, if you've got a fireplace you're looking forward to using this winter, now is the time for a safety check to make sure it's good to go. We're going to share what you can do yourself and what you need a pro to handle next.
You live in a body pit.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler from The Money Pit with tips on new products for fall home projects. Start your cleanup with the Hot Wave Sprayer from Rheem. It provides continuous on-demand hot water right from the end of your garden hose and has four spray patterns. Stop cleaning and storing screens with Pella 250 series windows with hidden screen. The screen folds away when you don't need it, maximizing natural light and curb appeal. Save money while you stay warm with LG Multi-F heat pumps with LG Red technology. They operate down to minus 13 degrees outside, run quiet, and are easy to control with the LG ThinQ app. LL Flooring's new Era collection of engineered hardwood flooring features ultra-wide and ultra-long planks for a stylish, expansive feel. They're water-resistant and more impact-resistant than traditional oak. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on our fall fix-up weekend, because I got projects to do. I bet you got projects to do. Let's just get them all done together. If you need help, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Oh, yes. I love to do projects. And maybe your project this weekend or you're planning to do is sort of updating the look of your kitchen and bath, but budgets are a little bit tight these days. Well, if you love that look of granite, have we got a great brand new product from Deich Coatings that we're giving away to one lucky listener that will give you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of real granite. Now, it's called the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one kit is going to cover 40 square feet of countertop, making it perfect for updating kitchens and baths. Now, Luxrock is going to spread very easily over your old countertop, and then it totally transforms them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's outstanding.
Yep. I just did this for my new kitchen apartment, and I tell you what, it definitely just took a weekend, and it looks fantastic. People cannot believe that it's real granite. In fact, I had a friend of mine come over, and she was like, no way. I finally had to pick up the part of the countertop I was working with and turn it upside down to show her that it started as plywood. And now it looks like a beautiful slab of granite. Now, that kit is on sale right now for $249 at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com, but we got one to give away. So make that you. Reach out to us with your questions. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and maybe you will win a granite countertop kit to transform your kitchen. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Now we're going over to Eunice in Arkansas, who has a retaining wall that thinks it's a chameleon. It's changing colors. What's going on?
Part of it is the part that's turning white, powdery looking, is the part that's exposed to the weather. And kind of spreading. It looks like it's, you know, the whole thing will eventually turn white. I don't know if it's oxidizing or if moisture from the ground is making it change colors or what.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, Eunice. What you're seeing is called efflorescence, and essentially water from the ground pulls up because those concrete blocks are very hydroscopic, so water pulls up, and then as the water evaporates, it leaves its mineral salts behind, and that's what that whitish-grayish deposit is. So it's not harmful. It's really just cosmetic.
Uh-huh.
And there's not going to be a lot you can do to stop it, though. If it's an outside wall like that, if there's going to be a lot of moisture collecting in that area, you're going to get that sort of thing from happening.
Oh, okay. So power washing it or using a chemical or anything wouldn't make a difference?
Well, really, all you need, I'll give you a little trick of the trade, if you use white vinegar, so if you were to mix up some white vinegar and mix it with water in a pump-up sprayer, that will melt the mineral salts right away.
Okay, very good.
Well, fireplaces are great for ambiance, and more efficient models can even help you cut some home heating bills, but they can also do more harm than good. Now, fireplaces account for almost half of all home heating fires. That's a huge number, considering how little they're used compared to your heating system. So this really is one area of the house that needs careful and consistent maintenance to operate safely.
Now, the first step is to have your chimney professionally cleaned. You want to do this once a year or once for every quart of wood you burn. A good chimney sweep is also going to inspect the fireplace and the chimney structure to make sure it's intact. And checking for creosote is another part of what these guys do. Creosote is a very combustible byproduct that forms when fires are too big or when the airflow is restricted or if the wood is too wet to burn. It's a black or brown in appearance, and it tends to stick to the inside of the flue, and too much of it can cause a really serious fire in your flue that's hard to put out.
Yeah, and now while all of these are definitely important reasons to hire a chimney sweep, you have to proceed with caution. Now, the chimney sweep industry is ripe with questionable sales practices, so you want to make sure that the pro you hire is certified through the Chimney Safety Institute of America.
And once that chimney is clean, be sure to only burn seasoned wood. That means it's dried out for at least 6 months. Now, not only does the seasoned wood give off more heat, it's also far less likely to deposit creosote in your chimney and make it unsafe.
Let's welcome Rick in Florida. Who needs some help with a flooring project.
I have a laminate floor, and some of the boards separate, so I get like maybe a half-inch gap on a couple of them. I was wondering if there's a company that repair that.
Yeah, you know, I hate when the flooring sort of starts to come apart like that. Now, generally, if you're seeing movement along the perimeter of the room, there's some things you can take care of there. But if you start to see planks kind of separating that way, it's really not repairable, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're going to basically have to take that flooring out and replace it. The good news is that there are a lot of inexpensive, super durable flooring options today. There are vinyl plank options that look like wood. There are stone hybrid options that have a really tough surface. You can find this kind of product for anywhere between about $2 and $4 a square foot, so not expensive, and would definitely solve this problem for you. But unfortunately, once those old laminate floors come apart, you really can't put them back together. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak.
I mean, if you could, we'd all be so much having more toothpaste. I mean, I know my kids do it all the time. Well, they try anyway. This is the Money Pit. Hope you're enjoying this nice fall weekend. Just ahead, we're going to hear from a young architect and father who's trying to solve a very stinky problem in his home. We're going to share the solution when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
In this case, I would just disassemble the vertical stack and replace it with a PVC stack. That's probably going to be less expensive, even though it's going to involve some remodeling work to open walls and that sort of thing. You know, as an architect, that's not as complicated as people think. And I think you could probably do it more successfully than it, and for less money than it would cost you to try to line it. And of course, the easiest way to do is to try to teach those kids as quickly as possible how to use a regular potty.
I mean, you can also, like, throw away the wipes and not actually flush them. I know that's gross, but, you know, in Europe, they don't flush any of those things. So it's like, just adapt a European lifestyle, keep a lined trash bin, think of it as, like, the next stage of the diaper genie. It's going to be done before you know.
It's like a diaper pail. You know, you can put an air freshener inside the diaper pail, like one of those stick-on ones, and it works pretty darn well.
I know. They're still gross, but, I mean, it's temporary. It's a temporary thing as long as you are on top of emptying that diaper pail. But trust me, Bradley, as the kids get older, there's other gross things that happen in the bathroom that they will just rely on you to clean up anyway. So just get used to it. All right, now we're going to help Ronnie out. Ronnie in South Carolina says the electrical wall sockets in all three bathrooms have quit working. I'm confused because no trip circuit breakers are in the circuit box.
Ah, that's an easy one, because it's the ground fault outlets that have tripped. In a modern house, you have outlets that have test and reset buttons on the front, and when one trips, they're connected in series, so all bathrooms are going to go off. So you got to find that outlet in one of the bathrooms that's got that test and reset button, reset it, and miraculously, all bathrooms will be powered once again.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Ronnie. And good luck, you guys. We love hearing from you. So whatever you've got going on, reach out. Let us lend a hand. We're happy to help.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Thank you for spending this part of your fall weekend with us. We love this time of year because it's so great to work on projects inside and outside of your house. And if you're taking on those projects, remember, if you have questions, if you don't know how to start something or you're stuck in the middle, reach out to us anytime. Best way to do that is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click on the blue microphone button. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Last year is still flowing strong, and we're just going to see some seats flip, a bunch of them.
Youngkin told the Salem Radio Network this week the issues that thrust him to victory last year, especially education and crime, are still on the minds of voters. AAA said as of this morning, the national average for gasoline was $3.76 a gallon, 4 cents lower than a week ago and 2 cents cheaper than last month. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
In the Philippines, a tropical storm that triggered flash floods and landslides killed at least 47 people, and as many as 60 villagers are feared missing. The BBC's Jonathan Head has more.
The Philippines has to deal with multiple tropical storms coming in every year from the Pacific Ocean, and this is not a particularly strong one. It's not even categorized as a typhoon. It is, however, very large, covering much of the country, and very wet. Some areas have recorded their highest ever daily rainfall. That's causing flash floods and landslides, which are always one of the greatest dangers in the Philippines, with its unstable geography and deforested mountains. Warnings have been issued over possible mudslides on the slopes of the biggest volcanoes.
Cuban state media says at least 5 people died when a boat off northern Cuba, traveling north toward the United States, sank after colliding with a Cuban Coast Guard ship. More at townhall.com. Persistently high inflation and gas prices concerns of the sporting world.
The cost of sporting events often includes a trip to the concession stand for a hot dog or cold drink. Concessions typically have a higher profit margin for sports teams and providers, but increased costs for goods, transportation, and labor have cut into those margins. The most recent Consumer Price Index summary showed an 8.2% rise in cost in September from a year earlier. Given the industry's reliance on disposable income, the CPI numbers are a troubling sign for sports business leaders. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street closed sharply higher Friday, capping another strong week with gains led by Apple and other companies that made even bigger profits during the summer than expected. The S&P 500 rose 2.5% Friday, marking its first back-to-back weekly gain since August. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Heaters are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, Owens Corning, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you to help you on a beautiful fall day take on projects around your house. If you've got a project inside or out, well, it's perfect because that's why we call this the Goldilocks season, right? It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's always just right for whatever you want to work on. So let us help because we're always ready to do just that. You can reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com/ask. Please, when you leave your questions, make them short, make them succinct. We get so many questions, we can't tackle the long ones with extraordinary stories. But if you make it short and succinct and tell us exactly what you need to know to get the next step, we will always do our best to get back to you when we produce this program. Hey, coming up on today's show, you know, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs, which of course happen at the least convenient moment. Wouldn't it be nice if you can predict when some of that stuff's going to happen? Well, you can if you know the age of your house. And that can be surprisingly difficult if you don't know a few secrets. We're going to share those tips in just a bit.
And as we've said, fall is the best time to tackle a lot of projects, and one of them is getting your lawn ready for not only winter, but a bright green spring and summer next year. So we're going to share a handy four-step checklist to help you do just that.
And air cleaners versus air purifiers. They both claim to clear the air, but one of them masks the smell and the other one totally destroys it. We're going to highlight the best way to detox the air inside your home sweet home.
And if you're interested in transforming your kitchen with a granite countertop, we're giving away a kit that can help you do that in just a weekend. It's a new kit from Deich Coatings, and it's called the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
That's right. It's worth $249 and going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Now we've got Beverly from Columbus, Ohio, who wants to discuss the dreaded basement question. I'm very intrigued. What's going on over there?
Well, I've followed your show for quite a while now, and I have heard many of the basement discussions. I did have someone check the gutters and downspouts, and they snaked the drain to the curb. And out came sand, but that wasn't definitive, and I'm still having water in the basement. And I'm thinking maybe I should have had it scoped. Maybe that drain is broken apart. It's possibly tile. The house is built in 1951-52.
Okay, so a couple of questions. We're talking about a basement leak, and when does the basement leak happen? When is it worse? Is it worse after, like, a heavy rainfall, for example?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good news, because that means this is definitely 100% guaranteed to have nothing to do with rising water tables. This is a problem with drainage, so you're on the right track. Now, it's been my experience that when folks tell me that they've done everything that I've advised, there's usually something they've not done. So I'm just going to kind of walk this back. First of all, we've established you have gutters on your house and that your gutters are clean. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Have you ever watched your gutters in a heavy rainstorm to see if they're overflowing?
I have not. I do have a dining room window where it looks like a waterfall. And when they checked the gutters, the gentleman said the wire screening over it, which is not tight in any way, shape, or form. It's fairly open. He thought it was rolling over the top, so he bent it differently and says it goes over and down in the gutter now, but I'm still getting water.
Yeah, that's a big clue right then. If you can, or if you can have somebody do this for you, next time you get a really heavy rainstorm, mm-hmm. as long as it's not lightning or thunder, of course, yeah. Grab your umbrella and your galoshes and go outside and step back from your roof so you can see what's going on and watch that water. That water will basically talk to you and tell you whether or not it's draining properly or not. You very well may see, for example, water overflowing like you're reporting seeing outside this window. That can happen because, in your case, you had a misaligned screen. But it very often happens because the gutter doesn't have enough, that the gutter's too small for the size roof that's draining. Sometimes you have a larger roof, drains into a lower roof, that drains into the gutter. That gutter might be too small. Now, if we eliminate all of that, we know that the gutters are working right. When it comes to the drains itself, the leaders, you mentioned that there's an underground pipe. Do all of your drains, all of your leaders come off of those gutters and go into pipes that run underground, or are there some that are above ground?
No, everything's underground, and there's two.
Okay.
Front and back.
And there's two. Okay. So here's how we can test to see if this has something to do with the problem. You can temporarily disconnect the leader from that underground pipe. And you can connect it to an elbow and another piece of leader material that's at least 8 or 10 feet long. And you lay this on the ground, kind of where, where your underground pipe is going. But now we are taking the water out of that underground pipe, and we are running it through another piece of leader material, and we are assured that that water is not landing anywhere near the house, because you can watch it go out, right? You can put a couple of rocks around this just to kind of hold it in place. And then let it sit there for a month or two until you have some good rainstorms. And see if you see a difference. If you see a difference, then you definitely know something's going on with that underground pipe. And those pipes sometimes will crack, and the water will leak out of them, and they'll find their way back into the basement. Generally, whatever's going on is happening within the first 4 to 6 feet of the foundation. So if you can just use leader material and abandon those underground pipes for the moment, you'll be able to test that and see if that's having an effect. And anywhere else that the roof is draining, you said you only have two. That's not very much for a house. You have no other downspouts that are draining out except for those two?
No, just one from the rear and one from the front. They both exit the same side, and I would assume
that
they're tied into
right.
the same piping of whatever
yeah,
it may
that
be.
That doesn't sound right. Almost everybody has at least four, even on a simple, like, ranch-style house. To have one for that entire run of gutter sounds to me like that gutter probably gets overflowing a lot. The average gutter system can only take 400 to 600 square foot of roof surface per downspout. So I suspect that unless you're living in a tiny home, your roof is actually dumping a lot more water than that. So you may not have enough drains off of that spot. But look, you got to dig into this further, because that's what's going on. This is a drainage issue. It has nothing to do with a rising water table. Adding a sump pump is not going to help you or anything like that. You got to figure out what's wrong with your gutter system. And I think it's definitely the place to start.
All right. One other thing. Crawl space is on the same side as the downspouts, and that has higher wet than anywhere else. So that's also a clue, isn't it?
Well, what happens is when you have too much water at the foundation perimeter and it gets into the concrete block walls, it will basically draw it up against gravity. So the water actually will sort of soak up. It's because the concrete is very hydroscopic, it'll draw it up. It's like if you take a napkin and you stick it in a glass of water, the water starts to run up the napkin towards where your hand is. That's what's happening there. It's basically, soaking up through that hollow concrete surface, through the porous surface, and filling up the block. So the fact of the matter is that when you get water that's consistent with rainfall like that or snow melt, it's always drainage. It's nothing to do with rising water tables. So don't let where the water is showing up fool you. I've seen houses that had geysers in the middle of a basement floor and fixed one downspout and it went away. So that's what's going on here. You just got to get to the bottom of it.
Thank you for both of you.
All right.
And I tell everybody about your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're so glad to help you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting and maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Just ahead, the need for a major home repair can be a surprise, but if you know the age of your home, you might be able to predict some future repairs. We'll explain next.
You live in a body pit.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel and landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house this fall. Reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask.
What are you guys working on this wonderful fall weekend? Well, perhaps you're thinking about updating your kitchen and bath, and a granite countertop has always been part of that dream, but maybe not part of the budget. Well, have we got a brand new, amazingly great product to give away this hour that's going to help you do just that. It's from Deich Coatings, and it's going to give you a sparkling granite surface at the fraction of the cost of real granite. Now, it's a kit called Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one of these is going to cover 40 square feet of countertop, which makes it perfect for updating your kitchen or your bath. Goes on very easily. It looks absolutely like the real deal. It is a smooth stone surface. It performs and looks just like the real granite. Comes in 5 colors, and that whole transformation takes about 2 days, so it really is a true DIY project.
Yeah, now the kit retails for $299, but it's on sale now at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com for $249. But we got one to give away today for free. So call us right now with your questions, and that might just be you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Ed and I was online with a heating and cooling question. What can we help you with today?
I've got a home that it's a ranch style on the basement, about 3,000 square feet, and probably half of the upstairs, the living room and the kitchen and dining room, is cathedral ceiling. That part of the house seems to stay about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than the rest of the house. I've had the AC checked, and they say the size is adequate. But I was wondering if is it insulation problem, and is there a way to correct that?
Well, it's basically heat loss, and yes, whenever you have a cathedral ceiling, you can't get as much insulation in that ceiling structure, and because heat rises and you've got that ceiling up there, you're going to have a warmer second floor. So how do you combat that? Well, there's a couple of things. One of which is, do you have ceiling fans up there?
Yes.
Right, and the ceiling fans are not helping. Are they pushing that warm air down so that it can be cooled in the summer?
It helps, but it's not enough.
One of the things you might want to do is considering supplementing the second floor with a split ductless system or a mini split ductless. It's usually easier to do that than to overrun the main air conditioner to get the second floor cooler. And in the long run, you'll use less energy that way. Sometimes depending on the home design, you're going to get a warm area of the house that just can't get enough air delivered to it because of its design. You know, in my home, I've got an office on the west side of the house, and it just happens to be pretty far from where the air handler is, and so it always stays a bit warmer, and I put a split ductless system in there just to kind of supplement the central air. We still have central air in the same space, but the split ductless supplements it quite nicely and does a really good job of keeping it very cool and comfortable in those warmest summer days. So I would suggest you consider that as an option here.
Okay. Now, would it help to put a power vent in the seat and the roof?
No, because you don't have an attic. You have an attic. You have a cathedral, so there's no attic space there. Plus, those attic exhaust fans typically take as much air conditioned air out of the house as they do hot air because they depressurize the attic so much that they tend to draw it down into the house and steal some air conditioned air at the same time.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right, Ed?
All right. Thank you.
Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. I mean, they really do go hand in hand. But if you know the age of your home, problems that are common to that era can sometimes be avoided.
Or, yeah, but at least you'll know what to expect. I mean, after spending 20 years as a professional home inspector, I actually got pretty good at knowing what might be wrong with a house before I even walked in the door. It wasn't because I had, like, mystic psychic abilities, but it was more because I'd seen the same defects in houses of the same age time and time again.
Also, he's a psychic. Tom's a psychic.
I am a psychic.
Yeah,
I'm definitely a home improvement psychic. I'm the house whisperer.
You really are. But here's a few tricks, guys, that can help you determine the age of your house, along with some of the more common repairs for those ages. So the first step is, if you can research some records, that would be amazing, because if you can compile a house history, you know, that will help you identify the era in which that structure was built. But the architectural style of the home may also give you some clues. Now, Victorian homes, they're very popular from 1830 to about 1910. Cape Cod homes started really popping up in the 30s and 40s, and ranches started to become popular in the 50s and the 60s. So go ahead, research at your local building department, the tax assessor, maybe the registrar of deeds office. Look for deeds, maps, plot plans, building permits. All of these public records are going to help you fill in a piece of history for your home. It's definitely a cool bit of history to learn. I mean, you really can enjoy this process a lot.
Now, besides researching your home through those records and the maps, you can learn a lot just by observing the materials your home was built with. So, for example, in my house, I originally had something called knob and tube wiring. Knob and tube is like the first centrally wired system, and it's got to go, so it's been disconnected for, you know, decades. You also could find steel plumbing pipes, and they were both common from 1900 to 1940. Now, the small fuse-type electrical systems, the plaster lath walls, and the vermiculite insulation, that was common from 1940 to 1960. And, of course, who could forget, Leslie, the lovely avocado appliances of the 60s and the 70s, right? That was like decorating's dark era, I think.
I mean, it's pretty amazing that you could get everything in that green color. I'm also always fascinated by black bathroom fixtures, like a black toilet, a black sink. When was that popular? Because it's the weirdest thing ever.
It is. And like black kitchen appliances were popular like, I don't know, 20 years ago. I don't know if they still are, but nobody likes them because you can see all the fingerprints.
Oh, my God. That is the worst. But, I mean, speaking of plumbing appliances or plumbing fixtures, I should say, you know, that probably gives you a very good clue as to when your house could have been built or at least when that bathroom went in.
Yes, because they're stamped with the date they were manufactured. A lot of people don't know this, but if you want to do a little investigation, for example, if you've got like an older toilet, take the lid off, turn it upside down, and you're going to see a date stamp. Now, sometimes, you know, it says December 8th, you know, 1973 or whatever, but sometimes it'll just have like a letter like M73 or, you know, C96, and that's the year that it was made. So you got to figure that toilets were made and put in pretty quickly. They didn't like sit in warehouses for years. So that gives you an idea. And then also look at electrical panels. If you've got the original panel, there's probably a date on that somewhere. Usually if there's an inspection sticker, there certainly would be. And appliance serial numbers usually have dates sort of coded in with them, and you can find resources online. We used to decode the dates of air conditioning compressors by looking at that serial number, and you could tell what the date was just by knowing what brand you were working with. So there's a lot of information out there, and you kind of put it all together. You get a pretty good sense of how old your house is, and then you can start figuring out, you know, what's going to be needing to be fixed first, second, and so on.
All right. Lots of fun investigating is going to happen around the country.
Now we're going over to Alaska, where Mary has a question about siding. How can we help you today?
We recently sided our house with concrete siding. Underneath is plywood and then Tyvek. We use 4x12 panels that are pre-painted. They're attached to the plywood walls.
Okay.
My question is, do I need to caulk where the batten attaches to the panels? And secondly, do I need to caulk the nail holes on the batten?
Well, you wouldn't caulk where the batten attaches to the panels. You might use an adhesive in that area, if that's recommended by the siding manufacturer. In terms of the nail holes, generally you don't have to caulk nail holes. You know, as long as you're not smashing the nails in and breaking the siding, they're usually tight enough around them where you do not have to caulk each individual nail head.
The nail holes have broken through the painted surface.
So if they broke through the painted surface, it's not a bad idea to touch them up with a little bit of caulk, but I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Well, we all love fall, and it is the perfect time to get your lawn ready for both the winter, but for the bright spring green grass that we love to see all spring and summer long of next year. We're going to share a handy four-step checklist that's going to help you do just that next. 888 Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com on a beautiful fall weekend. If you've got projects, hey, we got the time. Reach out to us by going to MoneyPit.com/ask and post your question.
Well, it's officially fall. What are you guys working on? Are you thinking, I got all these projects, but I just don't have the tools to get these projects done? Well, how would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools to take on all of your fall fix-up projects and more? Well, you can when you enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow.
Yep, one grand prize winner is going to get $750 worth of Arrow tools, and it includes our favorite glue gun, the Professional High Temp Glue Gun, which was named the best glue gun by Popular Mechanics, and the Cordless 5-in-1 Staple Gun, which combines the power and performance with comfort and convenience and fires 5 different types of fasteners, so you only need one gun for multiple projects.
Awesome, but there's also going to be 5 runner-up winners who will receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper Prize Pack worth $100. Now, that includes the Arrow T25X WireMate Staple Gun and Arrow T59 Wiring Tacker. Plus, all these winners are going to get plenty of staples and glue sticks to get those fall projects started and finished.
Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Now we've got Rob in Maryland on the line with a building with a dirt floor, and he needs some help with it. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I have an 18-foot diameter round space outside. It's a little hut, and I have a dirt floor. And I just want to see if there's some type of a concrete that I can just pour down there or pour on it, and it'll just find its own level.
Well, I mean, concrete to some extent finds its own level. You have access to this space, right? Is there any reason you can't float it out?
Yeah, it's easy to do.
So then what you're going to want to do is a couple of things. First of all, this is an unheated space?
Correct.
All right, so what you want to do is you would want to make sure that the dirt is solidly tamped down, right? And then you're going to add concrete to that to a thickness of at least 4 inches, but maybe even 6. And then float the concrete. It takes a little skill. You're going to have to do some research on how to do this. But essentially, when the concrete comes off the truck, there's stone that's embedded in it. And as you spread it out with a shovel and a rake, you sort of float it. You shake it with a float, a trowel. It's like a big trowel. And then the stones sink to the bottom of the concrete, and sort of the cream comes to the top, and that's what gives you that nice finish. And you'll sort of work the concrete smooth and then work your way out the door. So I think it's as simple as putting in a concrete slab floor.
Is there anything like a dust cover?
Yeah, I mean, there's plastic dust covers and things like that. But, I mean, you want a floor that you could actually use. So the concrete is the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you could probably do something with brick pavers, but it'd be a lot of work because you'd have to cut all those round edges.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fall is the season to get your lawn ready for the cold winter ahead. We've got a 4-step checklist to make sure your yard is good to go. First of all, keep mowing. Just because it's not summer anymore doesn't mean you should stop, but never trim more than a third of the grass blades off in a single cutting. This is going to allow more sun to reach the base of the grass, and that's going to prevent brownout in the winter months. Now, letting it grow too high may also attract lawn-damaging field mice. So it's okay to put the mower blades on the lowest setting for the last 2 cuts of the season.
Now, next, you want to aerate your lawn. Compressed soil hurts grass health, so aerating punches holes in the soil and lets the oxygen, water, and nutrients into a lawn. So use a walk-behind aerator to get an attachment to pull behind a riding mower. It's a really easy process. Just make sure if you have sprinklers that you mark the heads so that you don't run them over and break them.
That is true. Now, another good practice is mulching your leaves. Many mowers can actually mulch those leaves with an attachment, and since mulching with a mower can mix grass clippings with leaf particles, those nitrogen-rich grass particles and carbon-rich leaf particles will compost more quickly, and together they're going to return those nutrients right to the soil.
And lastly, now is the time to repair bald spots. On your lawn, not your head. The easiest way to do this is with an all-in-one lawn repair mixture. Wouldn't it be great if it was just as easy as that? Just slap some repair mixture on your head and no more bald. But this one's found at most garden shops and home centers. And then use a garden rake or a dethatcher to scratch and loosen that soil on the spot and water it frequently for the first couple of weeks. That's a project that I'm going to tackle. I cut some trees in the spring to allow more sunlight on one part of my lawn that wasn't grown so well. So I'm going to add some topsoil, throw some seed down, and see if we can kind of expand that lawn now that the weather is a little bit cooler and has a chance to grow strong roots before next summer's super hot heat. That tends to dry out all that stuff that you plant in the spring, so planting in fall is the way to go.
Natalie in Wisconsin's on the line and is having some issues with old windows. Tell us about the problem.
Hi, I have vinyl windows, which served us very well, but now that they're older and I want to raise them up, 5 or 6 inches, they won't stay there, so I have to brace them up or else they'll fall down and they are quite heavy. Do you have any recommendations?
So the window jambs have springs in them, and the springs have obviously broken down. And the problem with vinyl windows is that unless it's a name brand where you can easily find parts, is that it's really almost impossible to get those fixed.
Okay.
And so I'm not going to have a really good solution for you here, Natalie. If it was an old wood window, we could talk about ways to deal with that. Because it's a vinyl window, it's already an upgraded window. And if the internal parts are breaking down, it's difficult to find repair parts for that.
Okay, yes, I have been trying, and I didn't have any luck so far.
Well, I mean, I would search online for the manufacturer and see if there are repair parts available, but short of that, it might be time to start thinking about new windows.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Take a break from your home improvement. Give us a call. Let us know how we can give you some more projects. Maybe let us know what you got going on so we can give you a pat on the back and say, well done, you guys. Whatever it is, you can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you've ever used an air cleaner to get rid of odors in your home, you might notice that some simply cover up those odors instead of eliminating them directly. Well, we're going to share some details on a new technology in air purifiers that are out now that completely destroys those odors from your pets, your cooking, cigarette smoke, and smelly teenage boys, all that stuff, and more. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. 5 runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Did you know 50% of homeowners don't have an emergency escape plan? Well, creating one is easy and it can save lives. We'll show you how in today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert.
In the event of a home safety emergency, every second counts. According to the National Fire Protection Association, the NFPA, you may have less than 2 minutes to escape after your smoke alarm sounds. That's why it's important to be prepared by planning and practicing a fire escape route with the entire family.
Now, the first step is to sit down with your family and draw a map of your home, showing the doors and the windows in each room. Then, walk through your home and identify multiple exits out of every room. If windows or doors are blocked, clear them now so you can get out easily if you had to.
Next, when mapping out your family's emergency plan, make sure you also include an outside meeting spot like a tree, a light pole, or a mailbox that's a safe distance away from the house. After you and your family have created a map, it's time to plan, practice, repeat, and make sure everyone is prepared in the event of an emergency. Knowing your safety plan is in place will give you peace of mind and confidence that your family is prepared.
And that's today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert. For the ultimate in home safety, select combination models such as the First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. Learn more at firstalert.com.
Presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? You need some help with a renovation, a repair, or maybe a holiday decorating project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, if you love the look of granite countertops and you want, but you just don't want to spend the money for them, we're giving away a brand new product from Deich Coatings today that can give you a sparkling granite surface at a fraction of the cost of real granite. It's called the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit, and one kit covers 40 square feet of countertop, making it perfect for updating a kitchen or bath.
Yep, I just did this project. It spreads really easily over old countertops, or you can even make a new countertop. I made mine out of plywood, and now it looks like granite. It's amazing. It comes in five colors. The transformation takes just about a weekend. Now, the kit retails for $299. It's on sale now at Home Depot and Lowe's for $249, but we've got one to give away. So if you'd like to win it, reach out to us with your question. We'll draw those names at random, that winner's name at random, and if we choose you, you get the countertop kit. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Mike and George is on the line with a question about flooring. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, hey, Leslie, well, I'll tell you what, I got a problem. We had to pull up some carpet in the floorway. It's kind of L-shaped. Well, the old hound dog's kind of old, and it kind of urinated right there in one spot. Short of pulling up the floor and then replacing all that, what can we do?
So do you want to refinish the floor, and are we talking about hardwood floors here, Mike?
Well, it's got a blonde finish, more or less translucent.
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to refinish the floors and you sand those floors, you'll be able to get through that surface staining. And you won't have too much residual. I mean, we're way past talking about how to clean it, but what happens is you get acid in there from the pets, and that can change the color. But it's been my experience that a traditional floor sanding will cut through that without too much difficulty. So if you're thinking about refinishing the floors, what I generally recommend is, even if you want to do some of this yourself, is to have a professional do the sanding, because unless you use a floor sander as part of your day-to-day job, it's kind of a hard tool to handle. I mean, I grew up with tools my entire life. I wouldn't do my own floor sanding. I'd hire a pro for it, so I didn't ruin my floors. If you sneeze while you're using that, you know, you'll dig out of it. And then you could put two or three coats of good quality polyurethane on top of that. But I think a sanding will make that go away.
All right. Well, I appreciate your advice, sir. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Well, guys, if you ever use an air cleaner to get rid of odors in your house, you know that most pretty much cover up the odors instead of wiping them out completely. But EdenPure has got a new product. It's called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier, and it completely destroys any odor instead of just covering it up. Now, this includes odors from pets or cooking or urine or even cigarette smoke.
Now, the EdenPure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to send out O3 molecules into the air. These O3 molecules then seek out bad odors and other air pollutants and completely wipe them away. The unit is super small, it's compact, it's portable, but it's also way powerful, you guys. It plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And unlike other air purifiers, there's no filters to replace, and that's going to save you a ton of money every month.
Now, we've got a great deal for you from our friends at EdenPure. The unit retails for $129, and that covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for just you guys, just Money Pit listeners. All you need to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com and enter the promo code MONEYPIT3. And if you do, you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you get all three units for under $200. That's like buying one and getting two for free. That's an amazing deal. So check out that Thunderstorm air purifier for yourself at EdenPureDeals.com. And remember to enter your promo code MONEYPIT3 to get $200 off the three-pack. So you get all three units for under $200. Plus, shipping is free.
Anna in Delaware is on the line with a painting question. What can we do for you today?
We painted around the bottom of our house, the foundation, with cement and sand.
Okay.
And what I want to know, can we, you know, paint over that with regular paint, or would that bleed through?
The cement and sand mix is like a stucco mix, right? And is that sticking to that foundation? Is it breaking off in any way, or is it still solid?
No, it's in good shape, but I really wanted to paint it. some of the neighbors paint it and they look nice. Would it be okay?
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to prime it first. You need to use a masonry primer. That's really important.
But you have to sand that out?
No, as long as it's intact, okay?
Yeah, it's in good shape, yeah.
Then you need to prime it first because the primer is what's going to make the top, right, make the top layer of paint stick, so to speak. So you prime it first, let the primer dry really, really well, and then you can put on the top coat of paint, exterior quality paint, on top of that, and it should be fine. But just remember, you know, after paint comes repaint, so once you paint it the first time, you're going to have to paint it again and again as years go by.
Yeah, okay, put the primer on first.
That's the key. Make sure it's primed.
Okay, use primer first. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
All right, Anna, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us at the Money Pit. Just ahead, it's time to fire up those wood stoves, but before you do, you better make sure they're safe. We're going to help Natalie with a wood stove that might just be getting too hot when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. If you're working on your house, you're in the right place because that's what we do, except we just help you get that job done by answering your questions. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Jonathan wrote in saying, I'm concerned about VOCs when painting cabinets. Is it okay to use an oil-based primer with a latex paint in order to cut down on those VOCs? Also, if the cabinets I'm painting have laminate sides, do I need to prime those as well?
Yeah, let's tackle all of those questions. So first of all, I certainly understand and appreciate your concerns about painting cabinets while avoiding VOCs, which, by the way, stands for volatile organic compounds. And that could be an ingredient in paint. However, I don't recommend using a latex top coat, and here's why. While latex paint has definitely come a long way, Jonathan, the one area where solvent-based finishes are far superior is durability. And kitchen cabinets take a beating. They take a lot of wear and tear. And latex paint, frankly, just doesn't cut it. It doesn't offer the kind of abrasion resistance that oil-based finish would. Now, the good news is that most name-brand paints now have very little VOCs compared to years ago. So I suggest you use both an oil-based or solvent-based top coat and a primer, including on those laminate sides, by the way, because the primer's job is to make the paint stick, and certainly on a smooth laminate surface, you're going to need that. And if you're concerned any further, just, you know, take some steps to ventilate the room while you're working on it. Pick a nice day for your project. Set up a window fan to exhaust room air to the exterior. Then open a couple of windows inside the house to facilitate airflow. When you're working, the fresh air is going to flow in the open windows, through the kitchen, and out that window with the fan. And you will be very, very comfortable and totally good to go. And you know that your cabinet's paint job is going to last a very, very long time. Well, guys, it's been a rough year for storms, and it got us thinking, you know, we're pretty vulnerable in an emergency weather situation. And while most of us take steps to protect our homes and our families, a lot of folks don't take those same kinds of steps to protect important documents, and not having them if a storm strikes can be a huge hassle. So Leslie has some tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, definitely. When a storm strikes, getting yourself out safely is job number one. But even before that happens, you can take some steps to make sure that your important papers, like birth records, financial papers, or even backups of your computer files are safely stored in a way that they will survive a fire or another type of disaster. So you want to start by keeping your financial records and documents in one safe place. Now, a wide variety of safes and lockboxes are available for protection against heat and water, and some are small enough to be carried out of your home in a hurry. Now, if your financial records include electronic files, you want to make sure that you're using what's called a media safe. Now, while a regular firebox can protect papers, hard drives, USB sticks, DVDs, they're going to need better protection, and media safes are designed specifically for that purpose. They're going to keep the inside temperature below 125 degrees, as well as that humidity below 85%. So you want to make sure that you're storing things correctly, you've got updated copies of everything, credit cards, passports, birth certificates, social security cards, everything and anything that you could think of should you need to sort of restart your life. Keep it in one place, ready to go.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, of all the remodeling projects you might take on in your home, replacing your garage door happens to deliver the very best return on your remodeling investment. We'll explain the options for a garage door that delivers style, security, and value to your home on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.